This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will visit U.S. allies in the Persian Gulf starting on Sunday to thank them for their help in the evacuations from Afghanistan. He will reportedly visit Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia, this according to Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. On Friday, Austin will also meet with U.S. troops in the region. The trip will be his first to the region since President Joe Biden's April announcement that the U.S. was withdrawing from Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Qatar's foreign minister said Thursday that efforts are underway to reopen the airport in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, but cautioned it was unclear when flights would resume. Ariana Afghan Airlines told AFP News Agency that its domestic flights were set to resume on Friday. A group of technicians from Qatar and Turkey flew to Kabul on Wednesday to help reopen the airport. Hamid Karzai International Airport is a vital link to people still seeking to flee Afghanistan and also for providing humanitarian aid. In another development, Ross Wilson, the chargé d'affaires of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, is reported to have contracted the coronavirus. Wilson was the last U.S. diplomat to leave Kabul. He had been working at the airport helping people exit the country after the U.S. embassy was closed. His condition was not immediately clear. Women in the western Afghan city of Herat on Thursday protested against the Taliban. They were chanting, "Don't be afraid." Afghan women fear the Taliban will reimpose hardline restrictions on women's clothing, education, and work outside the home. You can follow all of the developments in Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports Africa will fail to reach the global target of vaccinating 10% of its vulnerable populations against COVID-19 by the end of September. WHO's regional director for Africa blames the situation on what she says is the hoarding of life-saving vaccines by the world's wealthier countries. Africa's third wave of the coronavirus peaked in July. However, WHO reports 24 of Africa's 54 countries are still reporting high or fast-rising case numbers. Authorities say an attacker inspired by the Islamic State group stabbed six people at a New Zealand supermarket on Friday before police shot him dead. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the Sri Lankan national who arrived in New Zealand in 2011 was on a terrorism watch list. She said he entered a shopping mall in suburban Auckland, seized a knife from a display, and went on a stabbing spree. She said six people were wounded, three critically, before police, who were monitoring the attacker, opened fire. They did so within 60 seconds of the attack. The police commissioner said authorities were confident the man was acting alone and there was no further danger to the community. New Zealand's worst attack was the Christchurch mosque shootings in March of 2019, when a white supremacist gunman murdered 51 Muslim worshippers and severely wounded another 40. Former Roman Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick pleaded not guilty, on Friday to charges he molested a 16-year-old boy in 1974. That case makes him the highest-ranking U.S. Catholic official to be prosecuted for sexually abusing a minor, and once again he did plead not guilty on Friday to those charges. The 91-year-old former Archbishop of Washington, D.C., entered his plea through a court officer at a court in the U.S. state of Massachusetts. He was charged in July with three counts of indecent assault and battery. Each charge carries up to 5 years in prison and a requirement to register as a sex offender. McCarrick says he has no recollection of committing child abuse. Ukraine has accused Russia of trying to ramp up military support for separatists after Moscow refused to extend the mandate of international observers stationed on the border between the two countries. Hundreds of OSCE monitors have been involved in two long-running missions in the areas where Ukrainian troops and pro-Russian separatists began fighting in 2014. On Thursday, Russia notified the Vienna-based OSCE it would not be extending the mandate of one of the missions past September 30th. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.